In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have been guiding our ISTS for the past 2 days. We thank you that our youth can be here to spare some of their summertime to come to learn your words. Lord, Book of Visions is written by your servant Paul to teach us the doctrine of church. Lord, that we know that the church is your body on earth. Even though now you are in heaven, you are still the head of this body. So we all shall honor you because you worth it. You are God. You are the creator. Everything is made by you, for you, and is of you. So we are nothing but dust. We can come here to worship you. Indeed, it's a great pleasure for us. Lord, we hope that you can continue to guide our youth in the church. They are our future pillar. Please use them to preach the gospel to many people in this country. Please use them to prosper your church. Please use them mightily in your kingdom so they can glorify your holy name. Lord, we know that this world is very crooked and its moral standard is getting worse and worse. Please allow our youth to stand firm in the tiding of the world. They won't be influenced by all types of philosophy, by all kinds of evil doing in their surrounding, so that they can be kept for you and for their own salvation. No, it is not easy. That's why we want to spend time to draw closer to you, because when people are trying to indulge themselves in their flesh desire, we want to enjoy you as our pleasure. You are more precious than any flesh pleasure that people can have outside there. So please open our eyes so we can see how wonderful you are. You are beautiful, more beautiful. You are more sweet than wine and everything outside there. Lord, you say that to live in your tent one day is better than to live outside for 1,000 days. We are able to live together over here is indeed a precious experience. Allow us to build up a good fellowship, to build up a good friendship, so that we have someone we can hold hand with to walk on the journey to our heavenly kingdom. Lord, please also bless our classes so that we can have energy, continue learning, truly put your words into our heart, and the words can become our strength and our nutrition. We humbly entrust this morning's classes into thy hands. Please guide us from the beginning to the end. We pray, I pray in this way, may all the glory and praise be unto your name. Hallelujah. Amen. My speed is a little bit slow. Usually when I teach, I teach very slow. I never finish teaching. That is my trouble. So, but as long as we can learn something, I'm happy. So we are going to talk about truth, about church. Where are we now? Which point we talk about? Which point? Anybody remember? Do we talk about church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets with Christ as the cornerstone, yeah? Did we talk about this? I think we talked about this, yeah? So let's talk about the mystery. The mystery over here referred to Gentile people will also receive salvation, which was hidden in the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, God only chose Abraham. And To Jewish people, we are all Gentile. We are all uncircumcised. We are all like dogs and pigs in their eyes. But actually, salvation to Gentile is revealed through church or through church worker. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Chapter 3, 8 to 10, Johnny. Is there a Johnny? 3, 8 to 10. So through church, the principality and power can understand the wisdoms of God. And this wisdom was hidden through ages, even before creation. The mystery was over there. What is the mystery? The mystery is that... verse 6, huh? The mystery is that Gentile, like read verse 6, Jamin, read out loud, verse 6. Yes, Gentile can be called heir of the same body, participant of the Gospels. In book of Isaiah, Isaiah says that God is God of many foreign countries. So actually, the message was hidden in the Old Testament. It's there, but Jewish people simply fail to acknowledge it. Like I said, even Jesus talked to Greeks when Philip and Andrew brought those Greeks to Jesus. So if Jesus go to the land of Sarephath's woman, Sarephath is Odes. Now, in Jesus' generation, it's called Tyre and Sidon. How do you say it in English? Anyone? Tyre and Sidon. At that time, it was in Syria. It was Jesus' grace also bring to that place. So it was hidden. Then Paul later on became the apostle of Gentile. And he revealed these secrets. But these secrets even revealed to him, but it also agreed by the saints and prophets, the apostles and prophets. Please read verse 5. Enoch, read out loud, because I'm reading Chinese. You read slow, little voice, can I hear you? Yes, even though this mystery was direct revealed to Paul, but also agreed upon the apostles, sent apostles and prophets. Well, so what does it mean? Today, if you discover a new truth, because there are still hidden manas in the Bible, yeah? Now you share among brother and sister, among the apostles and saints and prophets, they will say amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? If they cannot say amen, no, probably you need to take it back. In True Jesus Church, we have a TRC. Do you know what is TRC? Truth Research Committee. Yeah, Truth Research Committee is composed of, they are all full-time workers. Some are elders, some are full-time preachers. Those elders are retired full-time preachers. Or maybe they are full-time preachers. They are reordained as elders. They are all very well-versed in the Bible. Now you present a concept, people will study about the concept. For example, nowadays, recently we passed a resolution. We discovered that what is millennium? When the Bible says 千禧年, do you know what is 千禧年? Millennium year. Do you call millennium year? 千禧年. Huh? Do you know the concept of millennium? 1,000 years. Millennium year is one what time to what time? In the book of Revelation, when millennium year started, when Satan was put into the bottomless pit. After 1,000 finish, right? 1,000 year finish, right? Satan will be released from bottomless pit. At that time, it will be harder to cast out Satan. You know what I'm saying? Trying to say? Now it's relatively easier, right? But one day, Satan will be released from bottomless pit. The world is a bottomless pit. Okay? This world. The desire of this world is bottomless pit. Okay? Now, this is book of Revelation. No time to go through it. Now, one day, Satan will released. Then he has more power. At that time, to cast out demon is not only in the name of Jesus, cast out demon. It got to be, you have the heart willing to die for Jesus Christ at that time. Oh. And Satan will start to sweep one-third of the stars in heaven kingdom. One-third of members were taken away. And he will come into the church. Those who do not come into the chapel to listen to the word of God, they are only serving maybe in the yards. They cannot make it to the heavenly kingdom because they will be jian ta. They will be stumbled on by Satan. No? Then, but how? So, TIC started, then some people reveal that millennium year started from the day we have true Jesus church. Because millennium year started from the first resurrection in the last day. When we are baptized, it's our first resurrection, right? Is that right? When you are baptized, you are resurrected, right? So when do we have resurrection in this generation? That is, when we have first baptism by true Jesus church in 1917, yeah? Yeah? So that started the millennium year. And then, when will it be ended? It is not that it will be ended. So 1917, then you add 1,000 years, so it's going to be 2917, right? In year 2917, right? Because millennium year is not physically number. 1,000 years is not a physical number. But at least we already decided that when it started. But when it's going to be end, nobody know, right? Nobody know. But at least we know it started over there. Now this is go through God revealed to one of the worker. One of the worker presented in all the apostles and the saints, all the prophets, and everybody agree on. Okay? But there are some people propose that Satan exists by himself. So God exists by himself, Satan exists by himself. And then this has been debated in TRC. Really, nobody agree. Only except one people agree. So this one was not carried. So the mysteries was revealed through church, not only one person. It got to be one. Of course, first was given to Paul, but consent by apostles and prophets. Yeah? Hello? Understand? Yeah, so this is, because nowadays, all the information is in the air, right? All the information is in the air. Internet, Wi-Fi. You got Wi-Fi, you got information, right? Is that right? And then, nowadays, people can read so much and think so much and start to invent a lot of theory. But you got to make sure the theory is not by study, it's by revelation from God. Okay? And mystery go through church, not go through one person. It got to be consent by the whole church. So if people speak something, right? Usually, if you look at all the work in TJC, right? When they go to any churches, everybody was very joyful. But if one person proposed speak anything, maybe some people agree, some people disagree, right? It will divide the church. If that is the way, please start sharing the message. Okay? You know what I'm trying to say? If I say something right now, for example, I say this song, because once there's a preacher say a topic. He say, the church is the way, the truth, the life. Do you agree? Of course, at the beginning, I don't agree, right? How come you say the church is the truth and the way and the life? Because the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, right? Hello? But after I explain to his explanation, I am totally amen. And after all the members listening to explanation, that preacher was from Malaysia. Everybody was so thankful because he was able to explain it, everything from the Bible. And of course, I personally have no trouble with that word. That was revealed to him and agreed by all. Because I did not explain to you, so I'm not going to go into detail. So mysteries is there. For example, I might propose to you. God wake up Lazarus, right? I mean, Jesus wake up Lazarus, right? When he died, right? Now, I want to propose to you that Jesus did not only wake up Lazarus. Jesus also wake up Martha and Mary. Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking right now, right? But maybe in the future I'll explain to you why I believe so. Then I might say I find the hidden manna. Then you can choose to agree or disagree, right? But of course, maybe I've been preaching this topic in many churches, but nobody come and told me that, preacher, you said it wrong, right? You know what I'm saying? So again, if anybody said that this truth is weird because we never heard of it, it's not right, then you got to be very careful. If there's argument, if there's disagreement, make sure we go through other apostles and other prophets, okay? Everybody talk about it and to see if they agree, okay? Understand? So it is not through you, it is through church. Who's the church? Church is everybody, yeah? Okay, so mystery of God is revealed, like over here, 借着教会, 使天上执政的掌权的知道, 神百般的智慧, through church. So, principality and power, whatever in heaven, they all know the wisdom of God, right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. Ephesians chapter 4, maybe just read 4. 4:4, Jenny, can you read? There's one body. What is the body? Chapter 1, verse 23. And maybe Monica, read in Chinese, it's better. Melody. Monica, can you read Chinese? No, Melody. 读中文, 1章23节. Ephesians 1:23. Yeah, because English is not clear as church, but Chinese say church is his body. So chapter 4, verse 4 say there's only one body. And then here says that church is his body. So there's only one church, right? There's only one church can truly lead you to salvation. This is biblical. You can say it is true Jesus Church, you can say it is Catholic Church, you can say it is Presbyterian Church. I don't mind, it's up to you, right? Of course, I will say it is true Jesus Church, right? But no matter which church it is, the Bible says only one church. You know what I'm trying to say? Hello? Church is only one. So why? Because just from the Bible, right, you can see how many Ark of God in Noah's age? How many? How many Ark of God in Noah's age? That can bring people to save people. How many boats got saved? Only one, right? So there are many ark. In this generation, there's only one ark of God that can lead you. You know what I'm trying to say? Huh? How many tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Only one tree of life. Huh? How many bride in the Bible? of Jesus. Bride, when 基督的心腹, how many bride? Huh? How many bride? Bribes of Jesus or bride of Jesus? When the Bible says bride, only one. Huh? So you know, you look at the Bible, it's always only one. How many throne for God? Thrones or throne for God? It is singular. Throne, 只有一个宝座, only one throne for God. Okay? So really, I mean, in the Bible, you can see there's only one. Jesus is the way. How many ways? One way, singular, plural. Yeah. So, nowadays, because we are all very loving and very... We welcome diversity. For example, American people, we welcome different nationalities to come here, right? We are very welcoming, right? No matter Chinese, Korean, African, all welcome to come, right? So in this society, we are very easy. It's easy for us to think, oh, heavenly kingdom, all churches is okay. All church come, not only all churches, right? All religion. Some people propose, all religion can go to heavenly kingdom. God is on the top of mountain. There are many trails on the top of mountain. This trail is Buddhism's way. This trail is Muslim's way. This trail is Catholic way. This trail is Greek Orthodox way. This trail is True Jesus Church. So every trail can lead to the top of the mountain. No, this type of message is very welcoming, by the society, because God is love, so God can choose. It only makes sense for many ways to go to God, but if you go back to the Bible, I'm sorry, only one church, but only one body, only one church. Maybe this church is for you, for other people is whatever, but of course to me is this church. Why I think this church is... Why we believe this church is that one body? Because, go back to chapter 4, verse 4. There's only one spirit, right? There's only one body and there's one spirit. Maybe you read that. Tom, read. Chapter 4, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Okay. One body, one spirit. You got to make sure. I'm so sure this true Jesus is that one. Because true Jesus, one spirit, is the same as the one spirit in the apostolic church. How did the apostolic church know that people receive Holy Spirit? Anyone? How do apostolic church... In the book of Acts, they know that people receive Holy Spirit. Anyone? This is very simple, yeah? Jermaine? How do you know? Which verse? Yes, you are right. Turn to Acts chapter 10, right? Chapter 10, verse 40. Forty-four to forty-six. Angela. For they heard them speak with tongue. Okay. Yeah. For them heard them speak in tongue, magnify God. 47. They have received the Holy Spirit just like us. So they, How did they judge that people receive Holy Spirit? For them, hear them speak in tongue. And they receive, so they believe that they receive Holy Spirit just like us. So this become a prototype. Do you know what is prototype? What is prototype? Huh? This become a prototype for them to judge if anybody receive Holy Spirit. What is prototype? Counselor, what is prototype? Huh? A model? Okay. This become the way for people to judge if people have received the one spirit that apostle received. Huh? Let's turn to 11:15. 11:15. 11:15, Shannon. Acts. 11:15. Yes, here Peter tried to explain why he baptized Cornelius. As when I speak, Holy Spirit came upon them just like it was on us. Then when the first time Peter received Holy Spirit, the Bible said they all speak in other tongues, right? So this become a prototype. They keep saying this over and over again. Read Acts chapter 15, verse 8. 15, verse 8. This is another debate, debate concerning if circumcised people, if Gentiles should receive circumcision. And then Peter get up and he started to talk about this again, talk about this prototype. Chapter 15, verse 8. Shanine, can you read? Yes, So really, they receive Holy Spirit just like Peter, just like them, mentioned three times in the Bible. So it become a prototype. How do we know people receive the one Holy Spirit just like Peter? Because they hear them speak in tongues. So today, there are many other churches. Where did you find that they speak in tongues just like Peter? Or receive Holy Spirit just like Peter? You get kind of hear them speaking known tongues. Huh? Let's go back to, so that's why we know this is one body, because we have the life of Jesus Christ. We speak the word of Jesus Christ. We do the miracle of Jesus Christ. Huh? Any church, any that one church, got to do these three things. Huh? Let me repeat again. They got to have the life of Jesus Christ, meaning that they got to have the Holy Spirit, that one spirit, right? If you do not have life of Jesus Christ, how can you say you this church is the body of Christ, right? Hello? The life of Jesus Christ, which is Holy Spirit. They got to speak the word of Jesus Christ, which is the Bible. You got to make sure when they speak, right, it is all biblical. In True Jesus Church, no matter which church you go to, Houston, Dallas, Irvine, the sermon speaker, they always flip a verse, expand on that verse. Flip that verse, expand on that verse, right? When you grow up, do you notice that this is the style we preach, right? Is it true? But you listen to other churches, they will flip to a verse, then maybe no more flipping. It's always words, right? Do you notice that? Maybe you don't have a chance to listen to it. But no matter where you go, True Jesus Church, it's always a verse. Expanding, personal experiences, and you know, another verse. Do you notice that? We are keep flipping verses, huh? So in True Jesus Church, you know, really, I'm serious. Some other church all time member, huh? When they come to True Jesus Church, they don't know how to flip Bible. I mean, some of them, because they only listen, they never flip to the Bible themselves. In our church, everybody got to flip to the Bible, right? So because we expanded verse based on the Bible. So the church, you got to speak the word of God. Not 99%, no? Got to be 100%. And the church got to do whatever Jesus do, especially miracles. You know, of course, we got to admit, right? Other church also have miracles. Because in the name of Jesus Christ, miracle could it's possible that miracle will be performed, right? Because other church also honor Jesus, use the name of Jesus Christ, right? But if you compare the quantity of miracles, really, nobody can compare with True Jesus Church. We have so many, almost in every family when they first believe in Jesus Christ. Because you know why? Most Oriental are Buddhism. You want to ask a Buddhism to believe in Jesus, so difficult unless they say something interesting, something like, I was from Taiwan. You know, it's all through illnesses or insane. Many people got crazy, demon-possessed. They have nowhere to go, and they come to True Jesus Church. Demon got cast out, and people believe in Jesus Christ. Almost all the family come to believe in True Jesus Church through miracles. In Taiwan, early days. So if you trace your parents, and I believe every family, almost every family, they have miracle to share. Check with your parents. Yeah, that's why we say this church really, you can find the miracle that Jesus do. So three things are, 耶稣讲的话, 耶稣做的事, 耶稣的生命, the word of Jesus, we got to preach over here. The deed of Jesus, miracle. The life of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Right? Then that will be the church in the Bible. That will be the only one church. Okay. To me, it is True Jesus Church. But to you, I believe it is the same answer. Let's go to chapter 2. Again, my speed is very slow. I'm sorry about it. But I don't know what to do. That is me. Okay, chapter 2 talk about dead in sin and alive in Christ. We were dead in sin. Now we are alive in Christ. Let's read the verse first. Chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. What is your name, brother? I forgot. Yeah. Mark. Yeah, Mark. Again, where are you from, Mark? Oh, Toronto, yeah. Mark from Toronto.
Verse 1, and who he made alive, who were dead in trespasses
and sins. Yes. You were dead in sin, and he made you alive. Huh? He made you alive. Verse 5 again.
Verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
The same, almost the same saying, right? We were dead in sin. He made us alive. So the first part of chapter 2 really talk about we were dead in sin. So how people were dead in sin? Why cause people to die in sin? Verse chapter 2, verse 1. Mark, continue.
Verse 1, and you made alive, we were dead in sin.
I'm sorry, 2, verse 2, sorry.
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world.
Okay, following the course of this world. Who is control temporarily of this world? Anyone? Who is control? Who is in control? Yes. Huh? Satan. Where does it record it? Anybody know? Bonus points. Where does it record it? Satan temporarily control the earth. Charles, no. Charles. You don't know. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. 19. 1 John 5, 19. Isabel. 1 John 5, 19. Whole world lie under the sphere of Satan, of the evil one, right? So people follow the course of this world. So what do people do? You know, because of Satan, Satan wants people to worship him, right? That's why he gives people many superstitions, right? And many weird things. This is the course of the world. In Oriental society, there are many taboo. In any society without God, especially the old society, there are always taboos. And this is the course of this world, huh? Do you hear any taboo? Like when I was little kids, right? When people carry empty coffin, really, before my grandma believed in Jesus, she would ask us, squash down and take a grass and put it in your mouth and start to chew it. And why do we need to do that? Superstitious. 迷信啊. Is that right? Did I pronounce it right? Superstitious says that because empty coffin is to bury, is for dead person, right? If you see empty coffin, you do not pretend you are animal, you will die. So you got to squash down, pretend you are animal. How do you pretend it? You start to eat grass. Pretend you are a cow or something, right? No, that is. So you are bounded. You have no freedom at all, right? And many people see feng shui, you know? Do you know what is feng shui? Do you have any friends see feng shui? Do you know what is feng shui, Paul? Do you know what is feng shui? Those who do not know feng shui, raise your hand. You don't know feng shui? Oh. It's so famous, like feng shui. Charles, do you know feng shui? Oh. They will tell you all, when you bury your beloved one, right? Make sure this location is location of dragon, location of phoenix. Make sure the location is good so your descendants can have prosperity. So they look at the wind. Feng is wind. Shui is water. They observe, look at the wind, look at the water, and then that is feng shui, water and wind. And then to make sure this is where you bury. This is very famous superstitious in many Oriental society. But remember, God hates all this kind of practice. Because your fate is in control of God. Okay? Don't do this. We have a brother who run a very good business. He says that when he was good, right, the cash was like that. To the point he don't take credit card. He only take cash. Every day he would receive thousands of cash. But, you know, when you are rich, right, you have many other Gentile friends like to come to you, right? The Gentile friend come to him and say, oh, your office is not good, lah. I will. The arrangement is not good, lah. I will, according to feng shui, according to water and wind, I will rearrange it, right? And our brother said, oh, it is you, not me. You are doing feng shui, not me. But this is our brother's property, our brother's office, right? But the brother allowed him, this person, to do all this weird stuff, right? And then God do not like it. Oh, something really. And later on, he proclaimed bankruptcy later on. So this is people following the course of the world. You know? Yeah. You're tired. I think you're tired. What do we do? Let's stand up. Everybody stand up. Stretch a little bit. Stretch a little bit. So continue talking and you listen, yeah? Continue talking and listen. So in Oriental world, the course of this world is, if you are not tired, you can sit down. If you are tired, remain standing. What do you think? But in Western world, it's not feng shui, it is what? It is Halloween. Halloween. How many of you, when you were little kids, you follow Halloween? Raise your hand. Your parents make you to follow Halloween. What is Halloween? Hallow be thy name, right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallow be thy name, right? It's hallow be the saints. That's Halloween. Halloween is hallow to the saints. Who are the saints? The dead saints. You know what I'm trying to say? Halloween is to worship the dead saints. Do we hallow pastor? You do not even hallow pastor. How do you hallow the dead saints? So Halloween is totally hallow the 鬼节啦, hallow the Satan, actually. Right? Then why do you participate to hallow the Satan? It don't make any sense to me at all. So there's a testimony. In the early days, when newly immigrants come to USA, they do not know Halloween, what kind of holiday it is, right? So a deacon allowed her son to join Halloween. And the children now, not she has two boys and one girl, I believe, right? After they come back, the children come back. They got sick. And the parents do not know why. How come they come back and they're sick? They go to doctor, no use, right? And the mother, she was a deacon, very godly deacon, started to pray, right? And when she prayed, for some reason, God opened her eyes. She sees the face of the daughter become witch's face. Turn into witch's face. So she realized, oh, God tried to teach her that we should not participate in Halloween. Oh. If you are not tired, you can sit down. Or maybe everybody sit down. I think only 5 minutes left, we are going to exercise. So I believe that you will be fine in these 5 minutes. So this is the course of the world. Nowadays, the course of the world for kids is Halloween. For adults, for you, actually, is what? People try to consent or agree with homosexuality. Nowadays, especially many youth, right, they start to agree that homosexuality is the right, is a personal right to choose a personal way of living. They don't believe that it is a sin. They believe it's a lifestyle, choices of lifestyle. Even many of you, I believe you think so. Yeah, this is their personal choices of their lifestyle. If they want to do it, they can choose it that way. If you think that way, actually, you don't have God's righteousness in your heart already. I'm not saying that you should not love them. You should love them, but you should never agree with the way they choose to do. If you think, you should love them, you know, they are very pitiful. We should love them for sure, but we should never agree on the deeds they do. Oh? So you should be very careful. You subtly, you will be led to lose the righteousness of God. It is wrong, even though I love you as a person. Even though people might have that tendency, but doesn't mean they have the right to do that. People have a tendency to have people. Some people are stronger temper than other people. You know that, right? Some people are raised up in a violent family, right? And they tend to be more easily to burst out. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have tendency to get angry. It is right to scold people or to hit people. That doesn't mean that way, right? Maybe people indeed have a tendency to have that type of feeling. Doesn't mean it's right to do that. We know that, again, I want to quote what God said to Abraham, is anything too hard for God? Nothing too hard for God. I mean, as a boy, as a girl, when you grow up, maybe in a period of time, you have that type of feeling too, huh? But it's only at that period of time. When you are growing, hey, something funny occurs in your heart. But don't take it seriously. I mean, it's only for that period of time. God, for sure, when you grow, continue to grow, you'll be fine. Especially with that and the power of God. You know what I'm trying to say? Hello? Yeah, be careful, yeah? Be careful. This is the course of the world. Now continue reading. I have no time now. Maybe one more, huh? Because can you read in verse 2? Chapter 2, verse 2. Sophia, very quickly. Yeah, submitting to the spirit in the air, the power of the air, huh? And then, what did he say? Disobedient in the hearts, in the hearts of the disobedience, right? No, so they follow the spirit of the air, and now it's working in the heart of the rebellious, right? So really, if you do not truly become a new person, many people's hearts are very rebellious because they are influenced by the spirit in the air. We'll continue to talk about this next section. Let's pray in silence.